So how can we ensure that our external doesn't overwhelm us so much? Because external also we may do as a service to Krishna, but then it can, we can maybe be internally not nourished at all. How do we balance the two? What criteria can we have? It's difficult to have a universal criteria, because each one of us has a particular psychophysical nature, each one has a particular situation. But broadly speaking, if you understand that bhakti is multi-level. We see Krishna talks about his multi-level bhakti from 12.8 to 12.12. 12.8 is Mayeva Manadhat Subhibuddhim Niveshaya Nisishya Mayeva Atau Doga Sanshaya. Just be spontaneously absorbing me with your mind intelligence, and Krishna will say, you will attain me. You are already living in me, Krishna said, if you do that. Then 12.9 says, if you can't do that, then Achyut. Prachittam samadhatu vishaknos vaisthiram abhyasa yogiyam tomam chaptam nanjayam. So then, if there is no spontaneous absorption, we then seek conscientious absorption. So our practice of sadhana bhakti, coming to temple, doing our japa, doing our puja, doing our swadhyaya, it is all conscientious absorption in Krishna. He says, if you can't do that, then there is, he says, Krishna does work for me. Atayitadapya sattosi. Kartam madhyogam ashtaha, says Krishna goes on. I don't want to elaborate too much. But the point is, if just remember me spontaneously, remember me conscientiously, work for me, or work for some good cause. Now within work for me also there can be two ways. Work for me can be direct, we come to a temple and do some seva for Krishna. Or we work for our purpose, our job, but then our hope and our life is devoted to Krishna. It's also indirectly working for Krishna, according to our nature. But Krishna also includes work for some selfless cause. Work for some cause beyond yourself. And Krishna says that all these you will come to me. Now of course, when and how fast, it will vary. But the point is, bhakti is multi-level and bhakti is inclusive. So most of us, we would be somewhere in the second, third and fourth levels. The second is conscientious remembrance. Then there is the working for Krishna. And then there is working for some higher cause. So now, for all of us, we have to make sure that our growth is proportionate, not disproportionate. When we are living in the world, we want our service to grow. We may want to grow professionally. We may want to grow financially. We may want to grow socially. Think through all this, I can serve Krishna more in the future. Now it's true, we can if we are in a better position. But that growth has to be proportionate. Yudhishthira Maharaj is told by Narad Muni in the Mahabharata that there is dharma, artha and kama. Broadly, we can correlate with dharma is like our temple and our bhakti, artha is like our job, and kama is like our family responsibilities. So he says, don't pursue dharma at the expense of artha and kama. Don't pursue artha at the expense of dharma and kama. And don't pursue karma at the expense of dharma and artha. So he says, balance all the three together. So balance means that one thing should not stop the growth of other things. All of us were unicellular organisms at one time in our mother's womb. Now we have grown. So growth is natural to the living condition. But cancer is also growth. And cancer is the growth that is disproportionate and destructive. So if one thing starts consuming us so much, it starts destroying other aspects of our life. That is unhealthy. So we have to see whether the growth is proportionate or it is disproportionate. Just practically speaking, our service may take much more time than our sadhana. But if we have no consciousness left for sadhana at all, we have no taste left for sadhana, we have no inclination for sadhana. Some people may say that, oh, one day I want to give a huge donation to Krishna. Okay, I want to give 51% of my earnings to Krishna. But for that, now I have to work 16 hours a day. And I can't come to temple, I can't come up any programs. Well, it may happen that you grow that much, where you can give a phenomenal amount. If you're not coming to the temple by that time, the desire to give will go away. So we have to make sure that That is one thing is we want to offer things to Krishna. But our purpose is primarily to offer ourselves to Krishna. And because we can't just offer ourselves to Krishna, one way of offering ourselves to Krishna is by offering things to Krishna. So, you know, the thoughts of money are always in our heart. We want to offer our heart to Krishna, but our heart is caught in so many things. So if we can't give our heart to Krishna, we give what is in our heart to Krishna. So we give some money to Krishna, and by that, what happens? We give Krishna a place in our heart. But the point is not just to offer money to Krishna. The point is to use money as a tool to offer our heart to Krishna. So if I get so caught in, it could be pursuing money, pursuing position, pursuing connections, pursuing resources for serving Krishna. See, to conclude this answer, what I'll say is that we all, when we want to serve Krishna, that means basically we want to get more and more resources by which we can serve Krishna. So our desire for the resources should not overpower our desire for Krishna. The most important thing is we want to offer ourselves to Krishna. And if in pursuing the resources to offer to Krishna, we get so caught there that our desire to offer ourselves to Krishna itself goes away, then that is unhealthy. So that is the overall, you could say, breaking point. That what we want for Krishna should not be wanted more than Krishna. What we want for Krishna, I want to build a big temple for Krishna. I want to have a flourishing community for Krishna. But in pursuing that, if we give up Krishna itself, that is not healthy. Giving up Krishna means we get so obsessed by that. So most of our times we might be at the third level also, serving Krishna. But it shouldn't lead to an aversion to the first and second levels. When the time is there, second level, conscientious remembrance of Krishna should also be there. So it's like we can connect with Krishna from here, from here, from here. From here also, all the four levels. But when we are at that level, are we connecting with Krishna or are we going away from Krishna? That is what we need to carefully see. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.